some optimism already.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Analysts have their fingers crossed that a little brightness will show up in today's unemployment report. A little later this morning, the Labor Department will come out with the numbers for January. The expectation is the pace of hiring picked up a bit last month. Yesterday, the government told us jobless claims were at their highest level since October 2005. That's when the economy was dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. OPEC agreed to keep oil supplies steady today. Meanwhile, we're waiting for Exxon to report earnings before the bell. This comes after Royal Dutch Shell set an all-time record for a European company and disappointed analysts who expected even better numbers. One of the problem areas, tighter refining margins. While market speculators are having a high time with high oil prices, they could actually end up hurting profit margins for the refining operations of the major oil companies. Marketplace's Bob Moon explains.
With some oil companies posting annual profits that figure out to roughly $60,000 to $70,000 a minute, it might seem it would take a pessimist like the one Jack Nicholson played a while back to wonder,
what if this is as good as it gets?
But that's exactly the question investors are asking about big oil's growth potential. There are limits to how much the major companies can pump out of the ground and what they can make on gasoline. We caught up with independent analyst Stephen Schork at the latest OPEC meeting in Vienna.
High crude oil prices are a cost of doing business. The oil companies have to go out and buy a lot of the crude oil that they are turning into gasoline.
And at the same time, consumers have been using less.
You have not yet seen a commensurate return on the price of gasoline, so the margins are very difficult.
In fact, Marathon Oil says it was record high crude prices that pushed its profits down 38% at the end of last year, leading investors to wonder just how much the market will bear. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
If you Google this morning, you'll find there's some concern. It's that whole expectation thing again. The internet company's fourth quarter profit fell short of expectations. Google shares dropped by more than 6% from their Thursday closing price of $564.30. Markets in Asia were mixed today. The Nikkei slipped 0.7%. Stocks are up across Europe so far. The Dow is at 12,650 after a gain of 207 points yesterday. We'll see if Wall Street can hang on to its gains. Perhaps Dark County Dave will give us some answers. Dave is a pig. Tomorrow he'll be predicting whether we're in a recession on a farm in Greenville, Ohio. He'll have troughs in front of him, one filled with sawdust, the other with sugar. If he dips his nose in the sugar, America will surely pull out of this financial slowdown. If he chooses sawdust, well, we'll just have to pray he doesn't.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Motorola's cell phones are hitting a patch of static. The company announced it's looking at a spin-off unit for mobile devices. Sales of cell phones dove 38% in the fourth quarter. Handset sales are down worldwide. The Illinois company is trying to avoid a battle with shareholder Carl Icahn. But this announcement didn't exactly help things. Shares fell 120% in after-hours trading. Hello Moto just doesn't seem to have the same ring anymore. This week on the Marketplace programs, we've been hearing from economic advisors for the presidential candidates. This morning, it's Republican Mitt Romney's turn. His advisor is Glenn Hubbard. Marketplace's Scott Jagow started his conversation with Hubbard about one of the biggest questions facing our economy right now.
Well, let's start with the plan to stimulate the economy. What is Mitt Romney's position on that package?
Well, Governor Romney is concerned about current developments in the economy and broadly supports the package the president has put forward. He also has suggested the need to remember that making the Bush tax cuts permanent is probably more important stimulus than anything we're talking about today.
Okay, would that be a centerpiece of his long-term economic philosophy?
Most definitely. He has said that the cornerstone fiscally is to begin with making the Bush tax cuts permanent. He has other fiscal objectives on the spending side and the tax side, but it starts there.
All right. What are some of those?
Well, after stopping the large tax increase that would be in store for us were the tax cuts not made permanent, he has suggested the need to boost military spending and to have spending restraint in the rest of the budget and the need for entitlement reform for long-term budget balance.
Well, we've talked about the idea of tax cuts. What about the tax system?
Well, he's already proposed removing taxes on saving for all households who make less than $200,000 a year. He's certainly keen to look at tax reform, particularly in the corporate area, where the U.S. now has the second highest statutory corporate tax rate in the world.
What about a more radical approach, something along the lines of the fair tax that Governor Huckabee has suggested?
Well, national sales taxes of the level that would be required to fund the federal government are virtually impossible to implement. Were you to want a national consumption tax, which has great merit, it would be implemented more on the business side. So it's possible to design a consumption tax that is fair and is more efficient, but that would not be the so-called fair tax.
If you had to pick one economic feature of Governor Romney's philosophy, what would you focus on?
Well, that's an easy one, because I think what has distinguished him in his business and political career, and certainly in the presidential race, is his emphasis on openness in the American economy and optimism about our future. He believes that we have an excellent future as long as we maintain an open economy and an economy that shares its prosperity broadly.
Glenn Hubbard, he's an economic advisor for Mitt Romney. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You can listen to all of our interviews with the major candidates' economic advisors on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good day.
American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.